Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
And we welcome the governor of the great Commonwealth of Pennsylvania on our Disc Institute of Pittsburgh Newsline, Tom Wolf. Governor, good morning.
Good morning, Larry. Hi, Marty. How are you?
As the lights fade from the screen, it's the famous final scene. This is it, sir. This is the end, man.
This is the end. Larry, why does Marty sound so happy about that?
He's a little, and I am, sleep deprived. We stayed up to watch the Steelers game. So the city is generally happy in that regard with a Steeler win. And it's Giving Tuesday and our final visit with you. I first want to thank you over the many years now through COVID, through highs and lows of you and your willingness to be on with us. And I greatly appreciate that. So thank you.
Well, thank you. I got to say this poll. I mean, I wasn't in politics before. This is my first job in politics. And it has been a real privilege. But a big part of that privilege has been on being able to be on your show. And so I've really enjoyed it. Thank you for allowing me to be on every other week.
Hey Governor, let's get serious for a minute. Guys like you don't want to run now. Women like you don't want to run now. You're saying to hell with it. I do not want someone destroying me and destroying my family 8 days a week. Do you understand that, sir?
Well, I mean, you're talking about the sort of political climate of hate that seems to be out there. But I think that the 2022 election showed that hate, divisiveness really has limits as an electoral in its electoral appeal. So I think it's something that. Politics is out there. You're in the open. But as I said, I once managed a True Value hardware store, and that was really retailing stuff too. So, you know, this has been tough, and people do have to sort of toughen up to take this job. But that's always been the case, and I think it's, as I say, for me, this has been a real privilege.
Governor, what are you most proud of in your service to this state and country?
Well, I think there are a couple of things. When I got to this job, we had been, education was floundering. I put a record $3.7 billion into public schools, pre-K through the state system, expanded Medicaid, had fiscal responsibility. When I got there, we had $200,000 in the rainy day fund. We now have $5 billion. I'm the first governor since, I think, Dick Thornburgh to leave a budget surplus to my successor. It's budgeted at $5.3 billion. We're actually running $400 million ahead of that as of the end of October. Done pension reform, expanded Medicaid, beer and wine you can buy where you buy your groceries now. Places, the economic development, you know, our unemployment rate in September matched its lowest ever recorded. So I think there are a lot of things I'm really proud of, and I'm sort of going into retirement feeling very happy about where Pennsylvania is.
Governor, guys like us, we're always in the game. There's always a buzz. You're going to miss that buzz, the game, sir?
Yeah, although, Marty, I got to say, when you think about me and buzz, typically people don't put those two words in the same sentence, Tom Wolf and buzz. But thank you for suggesting it. Yeah, no, I know I'm considered kind of boring and understated, but this has been, it's been exciting.
And what will you do when you leave office and become a regular citizen once again?
I really like to read and eat and sleep, and I plan to do a lot more of both all those things. Yeah,
It's fascinating, quite frankly. You and me are a case that I tell people all the time. You can be sideways with someone; there can be animus, but if you rise above it and act like adults, you can repair it. Isn't that true, sir?
Yeah. No, I think I grew up in a family where we loved to argue. My father was a debater, I think, in high school and college, and so he would we'd just pick arguments, and that was something that became sort of a sign of affection and enjoy. It was an enjoyable thing to actually have a good intellectual argument, a discussion, a debate, and that's at its best what politics is, and I have really enjoyed that part of it.
And I will say this, in the campaign for your seat, Josh Shapiro and Doug Mastriano, in the end, I appreciated very much Doug Mastriano and his concession call and what he had to say to Pennsylvanians, which was kind of an olive branch to, let's figure out a way to work together to get some things done for the people. That, to me, made a big difference.
And that's how democracy really works. It's when you fight it out, you have a hard battle, just like you do in competition in sports. And at the end of the game, you shake hands and say, you know, congratulations.
Governor, serious question. Yeah. John Fetterman, and I read this yesterday, and it's just true. He can't really communicate the way he wants to. We all know that. And I go way back with John. In fact, reporters in D.C. are saying we can't even ask him questions in the hall. Is that fair? Is that fair to say that? Is it fair to say he can't be effective, sir? Is that fair?
No, that's not fair. He was a very effective lieutenant governor. He was a very effective campaigner. He's going to be a very effective U.S. senator. Everybody has their ups and downs throughout their life. And John is open and transparent about it. He had a stroke, a very serious one, and he's recovering from that. And he will continue to recover. In the meantime, yeah, has all the benefits of having no illness that others have. So he's fighting through that. And I think it's unfair to blame him for having a disease that he had no control over.
Hey, and as this plays out, let's be honest, because you can't tell a lie. It's just your character. You actually like me better than Larry.
Yeah, that's true. No, I like you both. Even I think you're both great. I really do.
And now the announcement. You and Marty will be opening a bed and breakfast somewhere in central Pennsylvania.
Wow.
To bring everybody together. Well.
Wow.
Governor, again.
That gets the mind racing.
Thank you so much for everything, and I hope that we cross paths again.
Absolutely,
down the road.
Man.
And
would be great.
And your family, thank you, and have a great holiday.
No, thank you for everything, both of you. I have really appreciated being on your program. Thank you very much.
Governor Tom Wolf on the Big K Morning Show.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.